Hey, welcome to the worshipcommunity.com podcast for the week. I'm Russ Hutto, and today I'll be doing a This Spoken Post reading Sing All, Tips for Corporate Singing for Worship from July the 28th, 2014. In 1761, John Wesley penned seven iconic guidelines for corporate singing for church congregations who would be singing out of the Select Hymns with Tunes Annexed Hymn Book. Believe it or not, in the 18th century, it was fairly cutting edge to sing the classic hymns that we know and love today. So, with a heart towards helping people express their worship through song, Wesley added these directions to the beginning of this hymnal. One of those guidelines is called Sing All. Sing All. See that you join the congregation as frequently as you can. Let not a slight degree of weakness or weariness hinder you. If it is a cross to you, take it up, and you will find a blessing. Encourage your congregation to sing. Let them know it's okay to join in. Invite them. Sometimes people will see their own lack of skill in singing as an excuse not to join. But God doesn't look on the outer appearance of a person. In the same way, He isn't bothered by the sound of our voices, because it's the sound of our hearts that He cares about. Find ways to encourage your people to join in singing. By doing any activity that a person isn't the greatest at, there is an opportunity for humility. Yes, there also comes the possibility of embarrassment, but that's not the point. As a worship leader, you have the greatest privilege of helping people find the voice of their heart. No one at any given time should ever be ostracized for the lack of skill in singing. Sure, there are exceptions when a person might be singing so obnoxiously loud that they then become a distraction. That is not the scenario we're talking about here. But it's also addressed in John Wesley's guidelines. You can find that link in the show notes. Here are some tips to encourage all singing. Consider the entire set list as an opportunity for every vocal range to participate. Spread the lead range throughout several songs. Try not to make every song led by the same person or same vocal range. If your entire set list is led by a person with the vocal range of Johnny Cash, then only those folks who are comfortable in that range will join in heartily. Spread it around. Let a female lead a song, then let a male lead another song. 2. Sing familiar songs more than unfamiliar songs. There's nothing wrong with fresh, new songs, but if your goal is to get people to join in singing regularly, then you need to sing songs that people regularly hear. Is there a local radio station that plays solid modern worship songs? Repeating songs is not a crime. There's an old worship leader adage that goes something like, when the worship leader or team gets tired of doing a song, that's about the time the congregation has really latched on to it. 3. Use a cappella moments to allow the church to hear themselves collectively singing. A cappella just means without instruments. Every song doesn't need a drums and vocals part, but these are the times when the band isn't overpowering the room and people can actually hear the collective voices in the room. In songs with an extra chorus, where it's only the vocals and maybe a simple strum at the top of each measure or chord change. 4. Use simple vocal cues like, let's fill this room with the sound of our voices, or join in as we sing this classic hymn, or even, sing out with us. I know these seem obvious, but people are just waiting on the edge of their seats to jump in. They just need that extra little encouragement. 5. Plan set list with the person giving the message each week. Sometimes having a song that really emphasizes the message can really inspire folks to join in singing. And finally, 6. Above all, pray for an environment where people are free to worship. Pray that the Lord would show you areas to learn and grow in as a leader. Pray for your people. Worship is a beautiful thing. Singing collectively is just one of the ways we can express worship together as the church. People shouldn't be bound by fear when it comes to singing. Pray for them. Hey, thank you for listening to this spoken post from theworshipcommunity.com. Don't forget to subscribe to our mailing list at theworshipcommunity.com/subscribe. And be sure to like us on Facebook at facebook.com/theworshipcommunity.